I think your listeners may not realize what the scope of this election is at this time, but if Obama were elected, it would mean a definitive, huge change in America in every facet, every thing that America has ever stood for, every policy it's ever had will be stood on its head should he be elected. It's a simple choice between Marxism and the Republican form of democracy that this nation has enjoyed for 200 years.
So you regard Obama as a Marxist?
No question.
Okay. And can I ask you about the bank bailout, which the Bush administration has just announced, which essentially means that the American government is effectively nationalizing the banks, giving them huge amounts of money and essentially becoming shareholders in the banks. Is that not very socialist as well?
Well, it verges on it, and it could be were it allowed to run its full course. I think as it's proposed, it is a temporary thing in order to bolster the economy and get things back on track so that we can maneuver back to where we belong. But again, if Obama's elected, I think that could become a permanent fixture in the American landscape.
Pastor Pierce, actually, we just had a text in this moment from one of our callers who asks a very simple question. What is the KKK? Perhaps your best place to, I mean, obviously people have very strong views on both sides on that organization. I've read your membership requirements and I might read some of those out, but maybe you tell us in your words what the KKK means to you and how you would define it.
Well, I think it's best defined by its character in today's world. We are legally chartered. We're recognized by the state and the federal government. We are authoritative and comprehensive. In 2014, the Ku Klux Klan will be part of the American tapestry for 150 years. That's 150 years of being topical, of being needful, and being supported in America.
Right.
And I think that's...
If I can just read out some of the membership requirements from your own website, one of them is you must be a free white male or female of European descent, at least 18 years of age. You must be able to profess faith in Jesus Christ. You must not be married to or date people of other races or have mixed race dependents, which includes adopted children. You must agree to conform to the rules of the order. And under no circumstances will we accept membership of homosexuals, atheists, or those who've been found mentally insane. He must also be a U.S. citizen. No foreigners are allowed. So if I can just ask you, because I see on your website as well, you don't believe in essentially what you call the mixing of races, which is, you know, people of different races having children together. Would you find Barack Obama easier to accept as a president if both his parents had been black?
It is not a matter of accepting him because of his race. Race is not an issue with us.
Well, it does say on your website that you must not be married or date people of other races. That's from your own website.
That's for membership. That's not a qualification to be president.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I just genuinely I think there is confusion about this. So what is the qualification to be president? Why do you object to him being president if that happens?
Again, because of his Marxist leanings, the direction he wants to take this country in. Defies all of the history and culture of America from its very inception to this hour. And I believe that his policies will lead to a deterioration of our nation and its way of life. And I don't think it's conducive to continuing this nation.
Can I ask how you feel about Sarah Palin? Because she is married to a man who is part Inuit, indigenous to the people of Alaska. I mean, do you have an issue with that as well, or would that also be a problem?
Well, that has no bearing at all. Again, we're back to issues.
Okay.
And
how do you feel on the issues? How do you feel about Sarah Palin?
Well, she is in agreement with us on several areas, but not in others. The McCain platform as a whole is pro-illegal immigrant. They will not secure this nation's borders. Frankly, that ticket's no prize either. But it's half a step back from what the Obama campaign promises.
I see. I see in The Economist magazine, they launched a program with a global electoral college. They said if every country in the world had a vote, who would get votes for McCain or Obama? And the only countries which are leaning towards McCain were Algeria, Iraq, the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is currently very unstable, and curiously, Cuba. I wondered if you had a response to that.
Well, the only response is that vast portions of Europe and in other countries in the world are either socialist countries